Senate Republicans derail October surprise investigation. White House chief of staff embroiled in new controversy. California mandates cleaner, costlier gasoline. Aristide vows he will return. Good morning, I'm Ed Crane, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. Republicans say it's a fantasy. Democrats say it might have happened. Since 1980, rumors have persisted that Ronald Reagan's handlers conspired with Iran before the election to delay the release of the 52 American hostages to prevent the so-called October surprise, a pre-election release that might have helped Jimmy Carter win re-election. On a largely party-line vote, Republicans succeeded in blocking a resolution to fund the investigation, though the House is expected to okay $600,000 to delve into the mystery. More indications this Thanksgiving may be especially memorable for the family of American hostage Joseph Sisipio. Fundamentalist sources in Lebanon are quoted by UPI this morning as saying Sisipio will be the next hostage freed in Lebanon and could be released in a few days, certainly, the sources say, before the end of the week. White House Chief of Staff John Sununu may again be testing the limits of his boss's patience. With the White House under fire for the administration's handling of the economy, Sununu now says President Bush ad-libbed remarks about reducing credit card interest rates earlier this month, the first in a series of mixed signals on the economy, which triggered last week's big stock market dive. In an interview with journalist John McLaughlin to air on his one-on-one program this weekend, Sununu denied accusations that he scripted the remarks, though he had a hand in the rest of the speech.
Did you write those comments for the president at the last minute and in so doing elude the normal speech drafting process?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not?
Absolutely not.
So what happened?
President ad-libbed.
But not according to White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater, who says the remarks about reducing credit card interest were the president's idea, but were scripted. The House and Senate open for business this morning, Congress meeting in a rare weekend session to tie up some rather important loose ends before calling it a session. Rob Armstrong reports.
Congress is racing toward adjournment for the year before Thanksgiving, but several key measures are still hanging fire, including the extension of the S&L bailout, some details of extending unemployment benefits, and the highway bill. Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell says that is one of the most important pieces of economic legislation the Congress has considered this year.
There are already thousands of needed projects, rebuilding bridges, maintaining roads, improving highways, that are in the pipeline. And so it's the fastest way to get a large sum of money into the economy to create jobs and economic activity.
There are questions about whether the House and Senate conferees will be able to work out a compromise on a crime bill. And while House Republicans say they want to try to implement an economic growth package, including a capital gains tax cut by Tuesday, there is little belief that such a measure will actually make it through both the House and Senate before Congress adjourns. Though it is almost a certainty that the economy will provide political ammunition for both parties for months to come. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
What they hope is the road to the White House is winding through the Midwest this weekend for the six major Democratic presidential candidates, the hopeful half dozen barnstorming through Illinois, Iowa, and South Dakota. First up, a party conference in Chicago, as we hear from James Rowe of CBS station WBBM.
Former Massachusetts Senator Paul Tsonga said his plan was to restore manufacturing.
To have any viable economic policy requires a commitment to make the U.S. manufacturing base the strongest in the world.
Senator Bob Curry said his appeal was his support for national health care, and he attacked the president.
The man who brought us voodoo economics has become the witch doctor of American health care.
Former Governor Jerry Brown said promises would not restore trust in government.
It can't until we can bring back into this process those millions who have left it.
And Senator Tom Harkin just flatly said he was the best candidate.
I can beat George Bush. I know I can beat him.
Governors Douglas Wilder and Bill Clinton will address state chairman next. James Rowe for CBS News, Chicago.
Just what is a wetland? That question is reportedly confounding the Bush administration. The New York Times says the administration's backing down from its proposal defining America's wetlands after a report from federal scientists that the new proposal could open up half the current wetlands to development in violation of a Bush campaign pledge that all wetland areas would be preserved. Time on the World News Roundup, 4 past the hour.
KNX 1070.
Who do you call in Canada? Here's what a few of our AT&T customers have to say.
I call my daughter Naomi in Toronto, my friend Maureen in Vancouver, Barbara in Regina.
My Uncle Max in Vancouver.
Well, I call Uncle Manny. He's my favorite uncle in Medicine Hat.
How clear is AT&T International Long Distance Service to Canada?
It's so clear. There's clarity There's no criticism I could make.
Very clear. It's like calling next door.
How about customer service?
I called a couple of times, and in fact, they were exceptionally helpful. The people have always been very, very well trained.
When I've had to use an operator, they were quick, they're totally efficient, and totally friendly.
The service is good. The price is right.
Would you ever switch?
No, I don't see any reason to.
No, I wouldn't.
Clear, fast connections to Canada. Competitive prices, unsurpassed service. That's why millions of customers depend on AT&T International Long Distance to call Canada.
I was just so glad to be back with AT&T.
Ordering the nation's gasoline refineries to clean up their act, but compliance doesn't come cheap, as Mike Landa of CBS station KNX reports.
California regulators are ordering the oil industry to adopt a new clean air recipe for gasoline, and to do it by 1996. The idea is to reduce urban smog emissions by 30% to 40%. The price for blue skies, however, is not cheap. It's estimated pump prices will increase 12 to 17 cents per gallon. Bill Sessa of the State Air Resources Board says this is one of the biggest moves toward cleaner air in California in recent years.
This is not an alternative fuel. This is cleaner gasoline in every grade for every car every day.
Sessa says the EPA is reformulating gasoline for the rest of the nation, but California's clean air recipe is much tougher. Mike Landa for CBS News, Los Angeles.
A house fire last night in the Queens section of New York City claimed the lives of five children and their grandfather. Authorities believe the blaze may have been started by a kerosene heater. The grain belt's being hit with some late fall snow. Heavy snow is falling or expected to in sections of Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Kansas. Unusually mild temperatures continue in the east, but heavy rains dampened the welcome warmth. More than an inch of rain reported in sections of Pennsylvania and Virginia. Time on the World News Roundup, 7 past the hour.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Foot and ankle problems can make movement painful and prevent you from enjoying a full active life. Foot and ankle pain can be treated. The Foot and Ankle Institute offers the most sophisticated treatments available, including laser surgery. They'll refer you to doctors who provide free foot and ankle screenings to evaluate the type of treatment for your specific problem. If you're in pain, don't wait. Call 1-800-SEE-FOOT. If you suffer from any type of foot or ankle problems, such as deformed toes, bunions, heel spurs, or ankles that click, catch, or hurt all the time, don't put it off. Foot pain can be a sign of a more serious disease like diabetes or arthritis. The Foot and Ankle Institute puts leading podiatric surgeons, sophisticated diagnostic and surgical techniques, and specially trained nurses right at your feet. Call the Foot and Ankle Institute for doctors in Los Angeles and Orange County, including the San Fernando and San Gabriel Valleys. Foot screenings are free, so call now. 1-800-SEE-FOOT. Let them help you enjoy a pain-free life. 1-800-SEE-FOOT today.
Colombia accords the full presidential treatment to Jean-Bertrand Aristide, something the exiled Haitian leader can't get at home. But as newsman Stan Yarbrough reports from Cartagena, Aristide is adamant he will prevail.
Colombian naval cadets play the Haitian national anthem as deposed President Jean-Bertrand Aristide arrives in Cartagena for the first face-to-face talks with his opponents. The ousted president repeated his demand for the resignation of General Raul Cedras, the man who led the coup last September. Aristide pledged to return to Haiti to see Cedras brought to trial. Members of a Haitian congressional delegation said their main goal in the talks was the lifting of an international trade embargo driving the country deeper into poverty. One delegate said Aristide's return would only make matters worse by touching off a civil war in Haiti. Despite the hard words, international mediators said they hoped the three-day meeting would produce a political compromise to end Haiti's crisis. CBS News, Cartagena.
Israel says it will hold further discussions with the U.S. before responding to an invitation to renew Middle East peace talks in Washington next month. The head of Israel's government press office said his nation would need some time to consider its response. So far, only Jordan had accepted the invitation. Lebanon and the Palestinians said they were still considering it. European Community Envoy Lord Carrington and UN troubleshooter Cyrus Vance are reportedly set to meet leaders of Serbia and Croatia today in Switzerland to discuss the prospects for an immediate end to Yugoslavia's bloody five-month-old civil war. Peru's flamboyant former president Alan Garcia has been indicted on charges he stole $500,000 from the national treasury, allegedly using much of the money to build three lavish homes. Garcia becomes the first former leader ever prosecuted in Peru, but after packing his nation's Supreme Court with political cronies during his final year in office, it's unlikely he'll be convicted. Time on the World News Roundup, 10 past the hour.
Your hearing news on KNX 1070.
At first, there's complete silence. Then someone will whisper something about the angel, its beauty, how it seems to glow. Someone else will point out St. Peter's Cathedral or San Michel. A little kid will see the Romans or the Pilgrims. What they're experiencing, marveling at really, is Robert Clark's soaring work of art, The Resurrection. More than four stories high, this visualization of the resurrection of Jesus stands as a source of spiritual inspiration, of moral strength. The resurrection painting, it's truly rewarding. And fortunately, it's not far away in some cathedral or museum. It's right here, open to the public every day at Forest Lawn in Glendale. Unusual? To enjoy great art in a cemetery? Perhaps. But then that's part of the uniqueness of the five Forest Lawns, each warm and bright and full of beauty, where both undertaking and cemetery needs are handled with unparalleled care and devotion in one place and most affordably. One call takes care of everything.
The World News Roundup has been sponsored by AT&T, International Long Distance. I'm Harry Burrell.
And I'm Bob Scott, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Good morning. It's 54 degrees here in Hollywood on a clear Saturday, November 23rd.